All right, from campaigning and polka dancing in Wisconsin, let's turn our focus now to the presidential race. Where else? In Ohio. Both candidates were in the Buckeye State this week, trying to convert the undecided. Ohio remains one of the nation's top producers of coal, and it's a fight over coal that could be a key to many swing voters. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports from Ohio coal country.
I'm at the Pumpkin Festival in Barnesville, Ohio, in the eastern part of the state, where tonight's contest is over the size of your pumpkin.
Angel Schinnerline, how about a 141-pounder?
While the judges weigh the pumpkins, Rick Carpenter says there's an issue weighing on his mind.
Save coals, fire Obama. Yeah.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I've got one of those signs in my yard.
Carpenter is a coal miner. He says he's afraid of what will happen to his job if the president is reelected. The argument is that the administration has hurt the coal industry because of regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency.
A lot of the people around here were strong Democrats for the longest time.
What's interesting is that in towns like Barnesville, you can come upon a yard that has signs for multiple Democrats running for office alongside a Fire Obama sign. David Cohen teaches political science at the University of Akron.
The Southeast Ohio economy is very much dependent upon coal. There are a lot of coal jobs. It's really part of the fabric of many of the counties in the southeastern part of the state and has been for generations.
Cohen says President Obama already has some problems in the region because it's socially conservative. Then you add worries that he'll damage their major industry.
Most voters are voting on the potentially one issue that moves them, or they're voting on very little information. You know, possibly the last 30-second ad they saw in the campaign.
And both campaigns are trying to get the last word.
Obama wages war on coal while we lose jobs to China, who's using more coal every day. Now your job is in danger.
Seen these new ads where Mitt Romney says he's a friend of coal country? This is the guy who wants to keep tax breaks for companies that ship American jobs overseas.
The United Mine Workers of America, the Miners Union, says it won't endorse either candidate. And Mike Carey, who heads the Ohio Coal Association, an industry group, says Ohio isn't just a battleground for the presidency, but the future of coal mining.
It's a tough market right now. Coal prices are going down. If you look at publicly traded coal companies, their stock prices are going down. Layoffs are everywhere. So it's battle time in the coal industry, and a lot of this is because of the policies of this administration.
Many analysts say the problems in the coal industry have more to do with the low price of a competitor, natural gas, than regulation. But in Southeast Ohio, coal is the proverbial third rail.
We don't need to fire Obama, and we don't need to stop the war on coal.
That's Charlie Wilson. He's the Democrat running for Congress in Ohio's 6th congressional district. He says the one thing he and his opponent, Republican Congressman Bill Johnson, both agree on is coal.
And now we have a new gas and oil opportunity in this district where we're going to be able to have mega amounts of gas and oil that we'll be able to pump out of the area under, and that's down under the coal.
Meanwhile, back in Barnesville, Mark Rex says he's undecided about the presidential race. He says he doesn't want coal jobs to go away, but he also sees a future in natural gas.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of jobs. A lot of guys are leaving menial jobs to go to the pipeline and make good money. I'm thinking about leaving my job to go to the pipeline.
A lot is likely to change in the coal and natural gas industries, regardless of the outcome of this election. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.